Blog Talk Radio.
Minister Tamika Dela Cruz, and today we celebrate my daughter, the amazing woman, Dayami Dela Cruz. I gave birth to Dayami on this day 29 years ago at 6:40 a.m. Man, when I think back to that, I was scared. I didn't know I was about to become a mom. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any experience. But lo and behold, God had my back the whole time. Give a little history with Miss Dayami. When I went in labor with Dayami, I didn't know I was in labor. And I had to have a C-section, so I was really, really scared. Dayami started started dying, rather, and they had to do things to make sure that she would survive the labor. And I had the bouncing 7-pound, 12-ounce baby girl. Man, 28 years, God has blessed me with her. And he has saw fit for her to continue her work in his army. Although it's hard in the flesh to be without her, in the spirit, I'm overjoyed to know that she's in the army of the Lord. And I'm just so grateful for this moment, for this show, for this platform, to be able to help other parents, mothers, fathers, grandparents, friends. When you lose someone, whether it's tragedy or an illness, I just hope that this show will be able to help others as well as help me as I talk through some days where I'm happy, some days where I'm sad, or the pain. And I just want to give glory to God for seeing me through and continuing to give me the strength to do this. We're opening up the show tonight to take calls so we can give tribute, celebrate Dayami's life. Let's hear one of your best memories of her, maybe of a scripture she reminded you of, just a birthday shout out. Whatever she did in your life to impact your life, let's hear about it tonight. Coach D, do we have you on here?
I am in the house on tonight. I would not miss it for the world to celebrate such a precious, precious young lady. And, you know, I think it's amazing that, you know, a lot of people live, a lot of people don't live in purpose. And so even when we think in the natural that life has been taken away and that's the end, look at Dayami. Her life is continuing through her legacy. The same person she was here on earth, very helpful and really probably was compassionate towards those in need, always trying to figure out a way how she could help the underdog. And now here she is, yet and still, her legacy living on through Cheek to Cheek, that's helping families deal with and cope with the loss of loved ones. So that right there is amazing that she's left behind a legacy that prayerfully will continue to grow as you steward it and be a good steward over it. Her daughter will be able to see this, and it will be left for her daughter and her daughter's children to see that their mother, their grandmother has left something behind that has been life-changing to so many people.
Amen. Amen. I want to be able to open it up to our callers, because I believe we will have a lot of callers on this evening. Dayami touched so many people. For her to have been such a shy little girl, to watch her grow into a woman and see how she came out of her shyness and obtained so many great, great friends that I have the privilege of calling them her friends. So do we have any callers in, Coach D?
So let me just kind of share with the callers, okay, if you're listening in, how we're going to handle tonight so that we can make sure that everything is flowing decently and in order, and I know there's a lot of stories. If you have something that you want to share, we're going to give Minister Tamika, I'm not sure, do you want to give 5 minutes? I mean, we only have an hour in the show, so.
Let's begin with like 2.5 minutes.
Okay, so we're going to begin with 2.5 minutes. What you need to do is dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have something that you want to present. But when you are done, after you are completed saying what you need to say, please dial 1 again. And what that'll do is take you out the queue so we'll know that we got to you. And then if you have something else to say later on down the line, you could just dial 1 again. So you dial 1 to come in the queue, and then after you're done, you're going to dial 1 to come out of the queue. So we're opening up the lines. If you have something you would like to say, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and we could bring you in to share what you need to share. So we had a caller that did dial 1, but I think they may have accidentally disconnected themselves, so they'll probably dial 1 again once they get back into the studio. There we go. We have a caller. Caller, area
okay.
code. Area code 210, last word, 1952. You are live on Cheek to Cheek.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tamika. This
Hello.
Is Dayami Shanti calling, and I'm calling to give a shout out to my beautiful niece. Happy birthday, rest in heaven. I miss you, and I love you so much. Once again, this is your Shanti. God loves you, and so do I.
Thank you for calling in. For one second, can you please tell the callers why you said you are her Shanti?
All righty. The reason why I'm called her Shanti is, first of all, my last name is Shorter. She always said I was short, and then I'm considered her auntie. So, Dayami, everyone knows how she is. She's funny. She's very creative. She's goofy. So she put Shanti, auntie together and gave me the name as Shanti. And that's all she calls me. So that's how I got the name.
Thank you so much for calling in. And that when she said that, I want her to tell that story so others, for those that are listening in, to know how silly and goofy my baby was. So my good days definitely outweigh my bad days. And thank you again for calling in, Shanti.
All righty.
Thank you. If we have any other callers, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that will let our team know that you have a question or comment. As Minister Tamika said, tonight we're doing a tribute to Dayami. And so if you are listening in on tonight, this is not really a show just to listen in, because there's going to be, we're hoping, a lot of testimonies, a lot of tributes, people who have had the pleasure of knowing this beautiful spirit to be able to speak, share one of your best stories, share something that you know. If you want to share something that you remember, or if you just want to share an encouraging word for the family, we ask you to do so at this time. We do have another caller. And if you've already spoken, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll take you out of the queue. Caller, area code 951, last 4, 9048. You are live on Cheek to Cheek.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, sir. I'm great. This is... introduce yourself, young man.
Jerome in the house. No, I'll just play it. This is Alex Dela Cruz.
This is Dayami's
little brother.
Yes. What did you remember best about Dayami, Alex? Hello?
I remember best about Dayami. She was more manly than I was.
he has me speechless. He say that because Dayami was the one. It was the three of us at first, and so my youngest son. And whatever we needed to build, if we bought furniture that you put together, Dayami was the one. She was the go-to person. And Alex would always have to ask her for help. So we had the common joke of calling her, she was the man of the house. Alex?
So, you guys, what do you guys want to say?
Happy birthday, Andy! We love you! We love you so much! We love you so
okay,
much!
Okay, thank you, Alex.
My head.
Okay, Mom.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for calling in. Thanks, girl.
Hello? Hello?
Okay. Hello? Hello?
It's
oh,
Gina.
I'm sorry. Hi, Gina. This is Dayami's sister-in-law. What would you like to say?
Happy birthday, Dayami. I miss you so much, and I love you so much. I'm just thankful for being able to know you for these 10 years. That I didn't know you. Thankful for everything that you did teach me, and I'll always hold on to that. I love you so much. And thankful that I'm able to give her a shout out right now, but I really wish I could just call her right
now, just hear her voice
and talk to her. Okay. We all miss you, Dale.
Thank you, Gina.
And you can probably see from the callers. That this is, you know, still fresh. It's still a lot of emotions. It is so, you know, it's still new and learning how to cope with, you know, with the loss. And so I'm sure throughout the show we're going to get a lot of emotions, and it's okay. It's okay to have the emotions. This is, you know, they talk about real TV, you know, reality TV. even reality TV is, you know, has some forms of acting. You know, this is real. This is reality because you're hearing live from the family and friends of this young lady who, you know, whose life was, well, I'm not going to say shortened because God has a plan for everything. So I'm not going to even say shortened. That's what, you know, in the natural, that's what we want to say is that she died prematurely or her life was taken. But you know what? Nobody can take a life that God don't allow. And so we
Amen.
Will say that she gave her life willingly for God's purpose. And even though we may not understand that purpose right now, we'll understand it in time.
I wanted to read something I stumbled upon that Dayami wrote. Of course, it's kudos to me, but I just wanted to share this. It says, on July 3rd, 1989, your favorite daughter was born, laughing out loud, you, as you would say, thus being the start of you, a mother, and me, a daughter. You are such a strong woman to me, and I admire that about you. You know that I appreciate everything you do for me, little or big. It really means a lot to me. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but just as you continue to grow as a mother, I'm growing into a woman that I believe you raised very well. Thank you for everything you taught me. Thank you for always being here for me. Thank you for never letting go. I thank God for having you as a mother. To my best friend, my mentor, my teacher, my everything, I love you, Mom.
Amen. Amen. Well, we still are asking callers if you have something special that you would like to share with our listening audience on tonight as it pertains to your relationship with Dayami, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have something that you would like to share. It could be an experience that you remember, fun times, maybe not so great times. If you have an encouraging word for her mother or her siblings, her child, we just this is a great time to do it. Today is her birthday, and we're sending a birthday tribute. Yes, it will be emotional, but this is a happy time because you're celebrating her life. You're celebrating that the life she lived and how she made an impression on your life. You know, it's not, you know, you often hear people say it's not when you were born or when you die, but it's the dash in the middle. What was her dash? And this is the opportunity. You now have the opportunity to say what her dash meant to you. How did she affect your life? You know, everybody leaves a fingerprint in other people's lives, whether the other person know it or not. But this is just a time that you could take to dial 1 on your dial pad and just bless her family. Bless her family by just sharing maybe a story that they would be encouraged to know. Bless the family if you just want to give them a word of encouragement. Again, you could dial 1 on your dial pad, and that'll let us know that you have a comment. If you know someone who knows her that's not aware of this show that's going on tonight, we encourage you to invite them to tune in, to call in tonight. She had all kind of messages on her page today wishing her a happy birthday. Her mom had all kind of messages on her page from people wishing her a happy birthday, speaking about how much they love her, how much they wish she was still here. This is an opportunity for you to share that globally, what your sentiments are. Again, you can dial 1 on your dial pad.
Do we have anyone?
Okay. We haven't. If anyone is having an issue with getting, oh, there goes someone now. We have a caller, area code 562, last 4. 0851, you are live on Cheek to Cheek.
Hello, I'm just calling to my best friend, Tamika. Dayami was my goddaughter. I remember when she was born, and I remember when I got a chance to keep her for the first time, and I'm glad I got a chance to just watch her grow and develop into a beautiful young lady. I have my daughter, Melissa, right here, too. and she kind of scared to say something, but but I know she's sitting here grinning. But she, Dayami had a very, very big impact on her life as a god sister, and I'm just thankful that Tamika raised such a beautiful young lady, and that I was able to just be a part of her life. You know, wasn't there all the time, but when I was there, she was like always talking to me and always telling me stuff, always trying to spend time with Melissa. And I'm just grateful that she, you know, that her life was just impacting so many different people, you know. And how you doing,
Amen.
Tamika?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Well, you know I'm here
thank
for
you so
you
much for calling
you
in.
Yeah,
thank
you know
you
I was
so
gonna call
much.
In. You know I was gonna call in. You know I was gonna wish I was there right there with you. You know I can't be there with you. You know why? But regardless to the fact, I'm always there. And if it was a real push, you know I'm there. So,
amen. Thank you so much.
You want to say something, Melissa? You gotta talk loud.
For me, like my gossip, she was like my diary. always listen to me, like, talk about fights and stuff, and, like, tell me to do the right thing, not, like, stay out of trouble. Like, yes, I'm going to miss those times, but, like, I'm just going
to... It's all right, Melissa. It's all right.
Thank you.
It's okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, Melissa. All right, Tamika. So you keep your head
up.
You know we're praying for you. All right, we love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
I did not do it.
Amen. Amen. I happened to, I don't know why the scripture came to my heart, you know, weeping may tarry for a night, but joy definitely comes in the morning.
Amen. That is amen. That is so true. Again, if you're listening in to this episode, the Cheek to Cheek, today is, you know what, this is a happy time. And today is Dayami's birthday. This is her 29th birthday today, and we are giving her a birthday tribute. We are celebrating her life. How did she make an impression on you? What was some funny things you remember, words of encouragement that she gave to you? What words of encouragement can you give to her mom and her family, her siblings? If you are listening in on tonight, we just ask you to dial one on your dial pad. This is not a time to be shy or be afraid to say something. No one will know who you are unless you want to introduce who you are. But this would be the time that you have a couple of minutes to just share something. You know, sometimes even our loved ones, you know, even as a parent, I know what I know about my son, and I know my son, but it's always encouraging when I hear other people share who he is to them. Because sometimes we as parents learn things that we didn't even know. You know, we thought we knew everything.
Amen.
But we learned just another dimension of how wonderful our children are, you know. So, again, if you're listening in to tonight's happy birthday tribute, this is Dayami's 29th birthday, and we are just celebrating her life. Her life is the reason for this show. She is the inspiration of this show. She spent a lot of time caring about people, and in return, her mom is continuing her legacy by having this support group that comes on every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with various guests, other people who have lost, and they share their testimony of how they process through that loss, and clinical psychiatrists and ministers that come on and talk and share and help others to get through what they're going through, because because of a loss of a loved one. So this is going to be a powerful support group where people could call in and just get encouraged and be able to cry and be able to know that you're not alone, that there's other people that's going through some of the similar things that you're going through due to loss. So again, this show, Cheek to Cheek, is in honor of Dayami. And we want to continue to, that it will grow, continue. If you're listening in tonight, I'm going to challenge people, because people like to listen. People like to just sit back and listen and want to hear what everybody else is saying. But I'm going to challenge someone on tonight. If you're listening in on tonight, if you could say one thing to her mother that would encourage her or inspire her as she continues this journey, because she said, I'm going to be totally transparent. I'm going to show the world my pain. Now, keep in mind, this just happened in November. So this takes a strong woman of faith to say, you know what? I'm going to let down my borders. I'm going to let down my walls. I'm going to share my pain with the world. You know what? That's a risk for her as a minister, because she has to become vulnerable. She may say some stuff that people don't understand. She may cry. She may cuss. She may fuss. She may laugh. She may retreat. She's going to go through a lot of emotions. And she's yet saying, oh, but God, I will do it. And I will expose myself to other people if it'll help the next person get through. And I don't know about you guys, but even as I say that right there, I'm just saying, glory to God that she's willing. Because a lot of people ain't willing to say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And she said, I'll do it because I want other people to be able to process through this pain and find ways to cope. We do have another caller. Caller, area code 562, last four, 1477. You are live on Cheek to Cheek.
Hello, this is Tamika's oldest daughter.
Hi, Monette. You're going to shock the world with that one.
I am going to shock the world with that one. I am the firstborn person in this family. I come for everybody and all the minions, including Dayami. But what I would like to say is happy Angel Day to Dayami. You know, I am a person of many words, but today I am very few. So I will tell you to always push through, because she would want nothing less from you. She would never want you to
Thank
sit back
so
and wallow in your sorrows. She would want you to always push through and somehow, some way, find a smile somewhere down the line.
Thank you, Monet.
So my daughter is here, but she didn't want to say too much of anything because, you know, this is hard for everybody. It's hard for us to hear Gina and Alex, and it's hard for us to hear Tamika and everybody else who's calling in. So we would just want to say, again, happy Angel Day to Dayami and happy Earth Day to you, Tamika.
Thank you. I appreciate you always keep me in line. She called me every blue moon, but when she called me
every so often.
What are you doing? Did you eat? How you got to get
you
get
eat?
Get out of that slump.
Did you sleep? Where are you at today? Did you shower? I mean, you know, these kind of things happen every day to everybody. So we gotta make sure we keep her on our P's and Q's at all times.
Thank you, Monette. You take care. Thanks for calling in.
You too. You too.
Okay, bye. So Monette is not my oldest child, but she is my oldest child. I married her dad, and although we are divorced, me and her are still mother and daughter. So we don't want you guys to get confused. Dayami was the firstborn.
Amen, amen. If we have any other callers who would like to comment, share a story, let us know how Dayami impacted your life. How did you guys meet? How did you, you know, share a story that you remember? Encourage the family. We do have another caller. Caller, area code 323-9288. You are live on Cheek to Cheek.
What's up, Big Mama?
Hey, Dewan, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm gonna try to do this shit without crying, but
hey, we I'm sorry, we don't cuss on this show.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry, I forgot to give you guys a
little. No, I only knew Dayami about 4 years, and I met her through my fiance, her best friend. But just in that 4 years, I got closer to Dayami than I got to, you know, most of my blood family. And that was my sister in every sense of the word. And I was lucky enough to spend Dayami's birthday with her last year. We went hanging out in Hollywood. I stayed in Hollywood with Dayami partying to 2:30 in the morning, and I had to be at work at 4 in the morning. But it was all right because I was with my little sister. Dayami was one of the coolest people you could ever meet in your life, and I'm just thankful I got to spend some time with her. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Dwight. Thanks for calling in. You are so appreciated. See, he was more of a protector for Dayami. He didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to her. So anytime I knew she was going somewhere and he was around, I kind of didn't worry because I knew that he would make sure she was all right. And Dwight, I thank you so much for being the brother face, as she called you, in her life. And being a son in my life, you have been there since day one, nonstop. And you know, it's kind of funny. Dewan is 30-something, and if we're in public, he calls me mommy. Then you get all these people who turn around and look like mommy, and he's like six. What are you? 6 feet? 6'2"?
6'1".
So when we're around and he's calling me mommy in front of public, it's like, okay, everybody's gonna pay attention. I must have had him at 12. But I thank God for you. I wouldn't trade you for nothing in the world. With Dewan, Dewan has a 3-year-old himself, and that's my grandson also, Mr. We call him Tater Baby. So, Dewan, you hold the fort down until Tiffany gets back, and I appreciate you and love you.
Love you, too.
All right. You take care. You going to be all right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm praying for you, too.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing. You know, sometimes we hear tears and the first thing we just think is a negative. But I'm listening in, and as I hear people share and I hear the tears, to me that's a joy, because what that says is, it says that this person left an imprint on that person's life, so much so that, you know, that the thought of that person not being here, it's emotional. And so it's, you know, that, and it could be emotions are not just a bad thing. It could be emotions of just memories. You know, you have some memories and you think about things that you've done with this person, and you're just like in amazement, like, wow, you know, we did this and we did that. And, you know, so some of the tears could really be happy tears as well, you know, of remembering.
Amen.
Because all we have is memories, and those memories live inside of us. So really, she's living inside of each of you who had a personal relationship with her. She's living inside of you through the memories, through the thoughts. I mean, I'm sure some of you could think of, maybe since all of this has taken place, who online today, if you've already spoke dial one on your dial pad again, so that could take you out of the queue. But for those who are listening in that have a story to tell, want to share how Dayami impacted your life, or if you have an encouraging word for her family, her mom, dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a comment or even a question. Who's listening in on tonight is willing to share, like, since this all happened, has anyone found themselves sitting and having a conversation with her, and you really feel like you're having this conversation with her? If that would be you, dial one and share the story. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you, Minister Tamika.
Okay.
Why don't you share? We do have another caller. Caller, area code
by the call.
562. area code 562, last 4-3933. You are live on Cheek to Cheek.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
You're live.
Hi. Calling in, girl.
Who?
Brandy.
Hi, Miss Brandy. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We hanging in there. Miss Brandy is one of Dayami's friends that I've got to meet, I guess, a couple of weeks before she passed. So tell me something funny. We can't cuss on here, but Dayami was small in stature. She's a very small girl. So she would, when they would go out, if I'm correct, she would laugh and always say that little heinies matter.
yes, always. It doesn't matter where you go, little booties, little hinds matter all day, every day.
She used to swear she was the thickest person that would step in the room and didn't weigh no more than probably 105.
She was, and you know what, I'm 5'2", and you know, Day's tall, so she always came with a short joke with me all the time. And never,
well, you know, I'm sure
never failed. All the Walmart trips. All the Walmart trips and never failed. She helped us sister out in the aisles I couldn't reach, girl.
So you guys are planning something tonight. I'm not there yet. And tell me what you guys are planning.
We're trying to get everybody, well, closest friends together just to celebrate her, you know, her main birthday. Because, you know, she was here. She would have wanted us to turn up on this day, too. So, you know, we want to gather all the people who can make it out just for a small little happy birthday gathering, just to remember her always, because it's still her day.
I was just going to ask, how has this affected you to meet someone and I'm assuming have a great impact on your life, and then now they're not there?
Very.
Or to get that call.
It was more learning because it was just with her in my life. She was just so positive. Like, she took something so negative I brought to her, and she turned it around to make it positive, to where you wanted to see somebody else's perspective on, you know, it's not always
mm-hmm.
one way we thought. Oh, she always had, well, what if they seen it this way? Or what if, you know, what if this person seen it that way? So it was more of me keeping myself being positive in certain situations with myself that I just remember, and I have to keep, you know, reminding myself that kind of to stop being, well, I'm not negative, but, you know, just keep those negative people out of my life type of stuff. She was always so positive and funny at the same time.
Man, she was, you know what, I'm silly, so when I see her act silly or see some videos now, I was like, man, she's silly to a whole nother level.
Right. It's like you times three when you was younger, though. Because, like, two, so it's just you guys are like twins, and it's crazy to even meet you because it's like, wow, this is an older Day. Like, this is some mature mama Day, Dayami, you know? So it's just crazy. We still have, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. I miss her.
You know, Yeah, and I was just thinking sometimes I didn't meet you guys till later, and Dayami would come in and tell me about everybody, and so not just negative stuff, but she would tell me things. So when
mm-hmm.
I finally met everybody, it was like, okay, that's the name to the face.
Right.
Okay, that's that person.
Oh,
okay. And then I think that's when I met Day. I didn't know Day very often. I knew Dayami. So Day
right.
is someone new, and you guys definitely call her Day. But I thank you so much for calling, because I believe we have another caller on the line, and we're trying to catch everyone, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
No, wait.
All
my
right.
phone not working. It won't let me go through. This is Tiffany. Dayami, one only best friend or whatever. You know? Nah, I just want
to
give a shout out
to
my best
girl.
Friend. I just want to give a shout out to my best friend. She know I love her. I'm always here for my second mom or whatever. So we're going to turn up.
Thank you, Tiffany. I'll see you both in a little while.
Yeah, I get a pop.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, caller, area code. Oh, shoot, we have another caller, but I guess they got tired of waiting. We were getting ready to pull in. So if you are listening in on tonight, and you have a comment or an encouraging word that you would like to give to the family on this tribute for Dayami's 29th birthday today. It's her birthday, and we are celebrating her life through a tribute of people that want to just shout out to her. We already know that she is in a great place, and I guarantee you, as much pain as it caused when we lose loved ones, I guarantee you that they don't want to come back here. And it's not, you know, it's not going to have nothing to do with love. I'm just sure that where she's at right now is such a better place. And I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to come back here either. As much as I would love my family, I just don't think I would want to come back here. But again, if you have a question or comment, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment, and we will bring you in. Don't be shy. This is a time that, you know, when, you know, you sit at home and you think about things, and we always have a tendency to say, man, I should have said this, or man, I wish I would have did this, or man, I should have went, you know, some of you may have even said, man, I was supposed to call her that day. I was supposed to call her the day before, and I procrastinated. Amen. I didn't do it. And see, we always got a lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda. And
amen.
Take advantage, not just today on this call. This is just one thing. But there's so many things in our lives that we procrastinate, and we said we shoulda did. And guess what? You can do it. You don't have to shoulda did it. You don't have to coulda did it. You can do it. You should do it. Do it now, because all you have is now. Tomorrow's not promised. If you dreamed that you wanted to have a certain career, you wanted to go to school, or you wanted to zip line or jump out of a plane, or you wanted to go on tropical vacations, guess what? Do it now. Do it now. There may not be a tomorrow. So you've got to enjoy life now, and so many times we don't. Miles Moreau put it best. He said, in the cemetery, there's a lot of dreams and visions and ideas that's buried in the cemetery. A lot of dreams, visions, and ideas that's buried in the cemetery from people who God gave visions to, and they gave dreams and desire. You want to start a business, or you want to start a family, whatever it is. And you didn't do it. And guess what? If your tomorrow don't come, that dream, that vision is going down in the grave with you. If you get cremated, it's going with you. It'll never see daylight. Not once you're gone.
Amen.
So if you want to do it now. Do it today. Live each day as if it was your last.
Amen.
Again, if you have a question or comment, dial 1 on your dial pad, and we will let you in, Minister Tamika.
Yes, you had a question for me, I believe.
Oh, I sure did before we had a bunch of callers. Okay, my question to you, because this is a twofold for you, twofold first and foremost, because this was your daughter. This was your firstborn, your only girl. You know, and whom you love dearly, and I'm sure as a mother, you made a lot of sacrifices to make sure that she had everything she needs to be able to enter into society as a productive citizen. But I know that didn't go without pain as a mother. Maybe you should share some things about, you know, if you can, and I'm not asking you to share intimate details if you don't choose to, but maybe you should share some things with us about that 7-pound bouncing baby girl that maybe people didn't know. You know, they may have seen a lot of strength or different things, but maybe some really positive things that people did not know about Dayami.
Dayami was she was a very honest young lady. She took honesty to her. When I would lie, like if somebody would call, or you know how you tell a little white lies, she would be so mad, like, Mom, why didn't you just tell the truth? It's better to tell the truth so you don't have to deal with anything later. And I'm like, girl, stay in child's place. Dayami was very supportive. it's a trip that she was so strong and she was all these beautiful things, but deep down inside she was so sensitive. You could hurt her feelings so easily. And I didn't learn that till later on, Bayami. I think when she was in her 20s, she told me, she said she learned that I like my food really, really hot, warmed up really hot. And I used to serve them hot food. So all these years she thought I didn't love her because I gave her hot food. And I'm like, no, I just gave you the food the way I liked it. But it was funny that all those years she thought I didn't love her because I was giving the food warmed up too hot.
Oh. So she thought you were trying to hurt her.
Yeah, so when she told me that, she was like, Mom, all those years I thought you didn't love me. And I'm like, so why did you think I did the things I did for you? And she was like, because that's what parents do. I said, no, baby, that comes with love as well. But she was a great mom, wonderful sister. There's so many things that I can say that I can't even think of to say. Dayami was just she was a good little girl. She gave me problems when she became a teenager. You know how the teenagers get. They think that the parents don't know what they're trying to do. But we went through that craziness, and she just developed to be a very strong and independent woman. Dayami lived with me, and Dayami could be broke, and she would not come and ask me for a penny. But when her rent was due at home, she was on time with the rent, and bills were paid, but she was very, very independent. She wasn't a follower. I would say she was more of a leader. And like one of the callers said, she brought the positive to where was the negative situation.
Yeah. Well, you know,
she was a gem.
Well, I mean, and I'm sure, you know, goes without saying. I'm not surprised that you said that she was very independent, because her mom. You know, her mom has had to endure some things, you know, and so I could see where she got some of that from her mom, you know, just being independent and a go-getter, handling her business, getting up, going to work, making sure her, you know, like you said, making sure her bills are paid, caring for her daughter, just all the things that, you know, that grown folks do. And I'm definitely sure blessed. Not only that, you know, share with us, and I know you shared it on the other shows before, but this is a tribute to her. You know, in the other shows, you know, you mentioned her, but the other shows is just about people in general healing. You had another child that's quite a bit younger than your two oldest children, who were pretty much really close in age together. So Alex and Dayami was really close in age, and they're, you know, but then you had a big break, and then you had another child. And you say that, you know, that was Marlon's second mom. How did that happen? You know, you have another child with her being an older teenager, but what was the year difference between the two, and how did that happen?
Dayami was 15 when Marlon was born, and Alex was 14. And here I go sounding like a teenager. When I found myself pregnant, I was like, wait a minute, how did this happen? What am I going to do? And I remember Dayami overhearing me, because I was really like, I was kind of depressed, like, oh my God, I'm 33. What do I look like starting over? And I remember Dayami saying, Mom, I'll do everything. I'm going to do everything. I'll take care of him. I'll do it. And the whole 9 months, I think that's when me and Dayami's relationship got even stronger. Because I learned at that time to share, you know, love and hug. Whatever I craved, Dayami was 15, so she was driving. So if I craved something, she went to go get it. We picked out names for Marlon. We went through probably 10 names before we decided on his name, Marlon. And we decided on Marlon's name because of, what is it, Marlon Jackson, Marlon Brando, and it's Marlon Wayans. So Dayami said, so if it's three famous people, he has to be somebody in life. I said, all right, Dayami. I called her Cheek. I'm like, all right, Cheek, that's what we're going with. So Dayami, man, she has did everything. Well, I can't just say, even though there's an age gap with Marlon, she was also a mom to Alex, even though they're a year and 2 weeks apart.
Mm-hmm.
Alex looked up to his sister. Alex leaned on his sister. His sister was his mom as well. So she was just, God had a plan and a purpose for her life and for the people he put in her life, for the things that we get to walk away with. I ask my 13-year-old all the time, you know, do you think about her? Do you miss her? And he said, yeah, I miss her, but I remember, he tell me he remember her saying, you know, listen to mom, stop giving mom a hard time, do your homework. You don't want to, you got it easy, you know, because she used to tell him, mom is older, she's tired. You got it easy with her. I didn't play with them. So, man, I owe a lot to Naomi for Marlon, because I was kind of lost, like, oh, my, I'm back here again. And when I had Naomi and Alex, I was married, so I wasn't married when I had Marlon. So I was a single parent. So she helped me tremendously, if I answered your question right.
Yes, that answers it. So she was a mother before she was a mother, you know, I'm not sure people that know, you know, that's really close may know that, you know, but there may be others that really don't, you know, I mean, know she had a younger brother, but just really didn't understand the dynamics. So I think that was a great story to share with her.
Even her nieces, though. Hello?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I didn't want to leave them out with my grandkids, her nieces. Naomi was a mom to them. You know, her and Gina, Alex, my son's wife, they were really close, like sisters. So she was a mother long before having Desi, not just with Marlon, but with her nieces as well. And if anyone was missing when they called in, that was the kids you heard in the background.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, the little ones, the her three little nieces, man, I tell you. Wow. Well, we are coming towards the end of the show, and I'm just going to ask, and this is actually Minister Tamika's show, and I just stepped in to assist her in the show, and just, I had a lot of questions and just really wanted to be able to provoke the audience to participate by, you know, telling stories or making comments. We do have another caller, it looks like, area code 562, last 4, 2818. You are live on Cheek to Cheek.
I would just like to give a shout out to Naomi. Happy heavenly birthday. And thank you for understanding my daughter when I couldn't. And if I've never
Amen.
Seen her presence, I need her now.
Amen.
And I've been
Amen.
On here since you guys came on. And
thank
the story was
you
beautiful.
I know that you met Naomi when she was around, five or six, from five. What funny story do you remember of Naomi as a little girl? Because I got a few that come to mind.
Well, I remember when she used to get frustrated, and she used to have this, not a smile, this look on her face, and she used to go to the bathroom and go, I'd say, Naomi, what's wrong with you? And she used to stand there, and to see her blossom, grow, mature into a woman was, like, so amazing. I've always thought that she was just going to be this quiet person that never said anything, and she grew up to be a phenomenal woman. And, Tamika, you have done an excellent job, excellent, 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 because I knew her before she knew herself. I knew her when she used to stand in the corner and go, that was my thing for her. And when she came and it talked to me, I was like, oh, my God, you speak? And she had a mouthful to say.
Thank you so, so much. Because we have so many, me and Yvette had so many memories when Naomi was little. I was young, trying to find myself as well. So we all have blossomed. I remember Yvette being into Christ back then when we first met, and I wasn't thinking about going to church. And now I love on the Lord. So thank
and
you
I,
so
and
much.
I do have to, and I do have to say this. And this is for those who don't know or who do know my daughter. Naomi has been such a positive influence in my daughter's life that for those that are all on the line,
I want you guys to lift my daughter up in prayer, because since Dayami's been gone, she has come totally apart. And all I can do is pray. And she was the one that kept my daughter together all her very life since she's been knowing her.
Amen. Well, we would definitely keep your baby lifted up in prayer. For those of you, her name is Dominique. So when you're going into your prayer closet, please keep her in your prayers. But we already know God is going to work everything out for the good. So thank you so much, Yvette, for calling in. I appreciate you, and I love you.
And I love you, too. And it took me a minute to get my nerves up to even say anything. But I've been on here since, like, 7 o'clock. I've heard all the stories. I muted my phone, and I just listened to everything.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we're here every Saturday,
and
every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
So I'm going to hang up now, because if not, then I'm going to cry.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy definitely come in the morning. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen. So many wonderful, stories and encouraging stories of people's relationships, and you know, and the good thing about it is that you don't have to wait until her birthday. You know, you could be able to shout out to her, whether it's her birthday or if it's not her birthday, just because. That's the good thing about it. So we have come towards the end of our show, so I'm gonna step back, Minister Tamika, and let you close out your show.
Well, tonight I took a back seat a little bit. I want to really leave you with this. Grieving is something really, really, really serious. I guess I didn't realize how bad I was grieving. I found myself in emergency with a heart rate of 159. So as I say to parents and close friends and family, relax. Give it to God. I'm telling you that. I'm telling myself that as I work on keeping myself calm. I ask that you continue to pray for me. I am a little bit concerned. It's hard for me to keep my heart rate at about 100. I'm averaging about 125, and that's not good. But once again, we thank you, Coach D, for this platform. I thank you, callers and listeners, for calling in. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday as we continue to deal with the loss of loved ones, whether it's illness or a violent crime. Let's continue to keep each one lifted up. If you feel like you're not a Christian, still call in. We're here to love on everyone and to help everyone cope as we go through this process that we don't want to be in. No one asks to be here. No one chooses to be the parent of a deceased child. If I could trade places, I would definitely trade places. But God has, once again, I say God has a plan and a purpose for Dayami. For those that she got to meet, that got to meet her, I hope that she left a legacy that will help you throughout the rest of your life. For those that continue to call in and check on me, I appreciate you. God bless you. And thanks for tuning in. And have a safe 4th of July. May God bless all of you.
Amen. her willingness, Lord, and we thank you for you giving the provisions for the vision, Lord, and we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Father. And again, I speak peace to my sister. I speak complete health to her, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will keep her, Father, that she can complete this vision, Lord, for kingdom purpose, for healing, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Tamika? Hello?